95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know it.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
Holmes?
Yes.
Why would I say Holmes?
I don't know, but I am Dr. Watson, so.
Yeah, there you go. Excellent.
You want an examination?
No, thank you. Let's talk about today's show, shall we? There's a new spider.
Oh, fantastic. Perfect. Just what you need.
And I got it sent to me from three different people.
Everybody knows
last
what you like.
Last night before I went to bed.
Oh.
And no one said, hey, this is a giant spider. They just sent a link.
Open this.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasant dreams.
Bastards. It's, well, I'll give you the details in a second.
Okay. I'm very excited, question mark.
Another positive story from Ukraine.
Nice. Awesome.
People are dumb at 350 and 550.
So much material on this planet for that, by the way.
There are a lot of really dumb people. Not and you're going to be surprised.
Yeah.
The story for today comes out of?
No way. Not Florida.
Florida.
No, that can't be right.
Yep.
No, I knew
you'd be surprised. Michael Snyder from Variety will be here to talk TV.
Very cool. Awesome.
Current TV shows that are great and future TV shows that are coming out soon.
Sweet.
And we've got tickets for the LA Kings.
That's right. And Disney tickets.
And we've got tickets for Disneyland.
That's got tickets out the wazoo.
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. Listen, we're all going to die. And it's going to be soon. So, other than that, everything's great. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A spider as big as the palm of your hand could soon invade the East Coast, scientists say.
Oh.
So, at least we're not going to get it first.
Wow, really?
The size of your hand.
That's not something we need.
That's a huge spider. The predominantly yellow spider. By the way, I got bit by a brown recluse maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And it was a 6-month-long process of my skin on my back where it bit me dying.
And you still have scars from it, and it was unbelievably painful. But before that, you used to make fun of people.
I would make fun of spiders. Why are you afraid of spiders? They don't hurt you. And then this happened, and they had to take skin from the side of my head and graft it over the spot where the spider bit me.
I mean, that's terrible, but in a way, it's cool because we can see your skull, which is really cool.
And you can't see much.
Oh,
of it,
that's right.
I have a huge skull. But then I turned on spiders. At that point,
that was it for you and spiders.
I was like, you know what? 6 months of having to change the bandage every day.
Oh my god!
Someplace where I can't reach.
Right.
And then having to take skin from the side of my head and graft it onto my back.
You started having your prostitutes do all of that for you, right?
How dare you?
Once you were done, you're like, hey.
I wouldn't ask them to do that. I'd have to pay extra. But I really started hating. And then I started having nightmares.
Right.
Every single dream I had, there would be a spider in it.
Really?
Yeah.
And
it'd be threatening and attacking.
You'd wake up going, flailing all about.
I felt something the other night, a couple nights ago, I felt something. In the middle of my back, it woke me up. It felt like something crawling.
Right.
And I leapt out of bed.
Oh, my God.
And just looked all over the place and changed the sheets.
And the three prostitutes went running.
Did you really?
So were you sweating? Is that what was it, do you think?
I don't have any idea. Yeah, really felt like it was a bug, but I couldn't find anything.
Wow, you tore everything apart.
I tore the top comforter off.
Dang.
And I changed the sheet, and then I got back in bed.
Wow. This ain't no joke.
I sat there with my eyes wide open for about 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah,
it's not
ideal.
No.
So these grow to the size of your hand. They originate in the Far East, but they've come to the United States. They don't know how.
They're coming to America.
Now, scientists from the University of Georgia say the Joro spider, which is what they're called, J-O-R-O, could take over much of the East Coast in coming years.
That sounds like something out of Superman. Joro
spiders. They do a thing called ballooning.
Oh, swell.
They generate thin silk threads that they use as parachutes to travel using the wind.
Drop dead. That's terrible. So they're floating out there?
Yes.
Holy cow.
They float.
Huge floating spiders.
Yes.
Wow.
Are on the East Coast that are going to take over.
Folk, look this up because this is real, right? You're not just screwing
with us. No, I don't screw about spiders. I don't screw around about. They're called Joro, J-O-R-O.
Yeah.
And this is where the Andy Davis, the research scientist at Georgia's Odum School of Ecology, says people should just try to learn to live with them.
Look, everything sucks. The planet is collapsing. Just live with it.
If you suffer from arachnophobia and happen to live on the East Coast, it's time to start preparing to face your fear of spiders.
Yep.
If your coping mechanism is to chant, "The spider is smaller than me," you haven't met the Juro spider yet.
Great.
Originating from Asia, the predominantly yellow spider, which can grow to the size of the palm of your hand, was spotted in Georgia in 2013.
What's with the happy damn music, by the way?
I don't know.
It should be horror film sound.
It is really. It's all gonna kill you. They're gonna come floating into your bedroom. You're gonna die.
Unbeknownst as to how it got there, it has since rapidly spread across other parts of the southeast.
Sweet.
Andy Davis, research scientist at Georgia's Odum School of Ecology, says people should try to learn to live with them. USA Today reports, after comparing its journey to its relative, the banana spider, scientists have concluded the Juro spiders have a metabolism twice as high.
Excellent.
7% higher heart rate in low temperatures.
Yeah, I hate banana spiders. So that's they're related to them.
Spiders.
Oh, don't look them up. Do yourself a favor so that you can sleep tonight.
And can survive 74% of the time in the temperatures below freezing. The banana spider only had a survival of 50%. Despite being scary to come across, experts say you shouldn't fret. They are poisonous, but they won't typically bite humans unless they're cornered.
And you go to hell.
Yeah, still, lady.
Their fangs don't pierce through human skin.
I mean, I thought she was like going to be they don't worry. It's not, they're poisonous. And if
they
decide to bite you, they might,
So according to Andy Davis, if they're literally in your way, I can see taking a web down and moving them to the side. But they're just going to be back next year, so people should learn to try and live with them.
I'm getting a flamethrower.
I would just like to answer that by saying this. You 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have People Are Dumb coming up at 3:50, and then we're going to talk TV with Michael Snyder from Variety.
Oh, that's awesome. New stuff, old stuff?
Current stuff that's great.
Awesome.
And stuff that's upcoming.
Oh, very cool.
That
very
looks
cool.
Great.
All right.
So that's coming up just after 4 o'clock. I try to find a positive story out of Ukraine each day.
And that's not an easy task.
It's not easy.
But well done on you so far.
But I will say that the countries that surround Ukraine are really stepping up.
With the exception of Russia.
Right. Well, I wasn't expecting any Russians to help.
Right.
Polish and Hungarians, in this particular story.
Okay.
Orphans with disabilities fleeing Ukraine are welcomed by Poles and Hungarians.
That's awesome. Wow.
The orphanages are where the rockets flew.
Yes. It's unbelievable.
So, some of Ukraine's most vulnerable citizens have reached safety in Poland through an effort of solidarity and compassion that transcended borders and raised a powerful counterpoint to war. Last week, a train pulled into a station in Hungary carrying about 200 people with severe physical and mental disabilities.
That's just not what they need. I mean, my God, I mean, just to get along so much.
It's not what they need.
Right.
But they are being taken care of.
So
and that's
good.
The positive thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
They have severe physical and mental disabilities. They are the residents of two orphanages for the disabled in Kyiv, and they were evacuated as Russian forces battered the city. The refugees with disabilities, most of them children, disembarked on the train into the arms of dozens of Poles and Hungarians waiting to receive them.
That's
so
awesome.
They knew that they were coming.
Yeah.
And they set up vans and everything else that they might need.
That's awesome.
From there, they were escorted to four waiting buses sent from Poland by the Catholic Relief Organization Caritas. With the help of the deputy mayor of Kyiv, along with the city's child protection offices, Caritas organized the evacuation from the capital as a Russian assault intensified. So they literally made up, this is a thing we have to do. We have two orphanages. They have severe physical and mental disabilities, and we need to get them out of harm's way. And they took a train about 350 miles, and on the other end, people were waiting for them.
That's fantastic.
And putting them into relief centers so that they could start to learn a new life again.
Right, right.
Because they're orphans, so they're not leaving a family behind.
And right, exactly.
So they can just, they have to start over.
Right.
And as sad as that is, it is very encouraging to see other countries going, all right, this needs to be done.
Right.
We agree.
Right.
We're going to step up and get ready for them to come. And then when they come, we're going to take them. We're going to take care of them.
That's fantastic.
And that is an amazing thing.
I mean, here I am just trying to really not be able to stand humankind, and they step up and do something like that.
Right? You're going to have to admit that some people are good.
Yeah, I guess I guess I can't argue that one.
Also, people are dumb. That's next. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have a family four-pack of one-day, one-park Disneyland Resort tickets to discover the magic at the happiest place on Earth. You can enjoy the Disney California Adventure Food and Wine Festival that is happening now through April 26. Explore a galaxy far, far away at Star Wars Galaxy's End or assemble the crew at Avengers Campus. Caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. KLOS, who's this?
Caesar.
Caesar, you're caller 13.
Oh, nice.
Nicely done. You got a family four-pack of one-day, one-park Disneyland Resort tickets.
Awesome. I'll take it.
You have three other people that you know would want to go?
Yes, my wife and two children.
Oh, how about that?
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's like we made the prize for you.
Have any more kids. Don't have any more.
No, I won't.
Between now and when you go.
No, I won't.
Okay. You know, there's ways to make sure you don't, right?
Yes, there
okay,
is.
Good. All right, just checking. Congratulations, man.
Well done.
All right. As close to 350 and 550 as we can.
Yeah, right around then.
In this case, it's 355.
Yeah, you know.
We knew people are dumb.
People are dumb. A dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Guy brings crack to pal in intensive care unit. Fire ensues.
I think we need to start rating these on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, so this one's pretty bad.
Yeah, he sounds like he's starting at least a 7 already.
Have you ever been in intensive care?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, man.
I mean, just when
that's the most serious floor.
Oh, yeah. You're in there by yourself. You are hooked up to a ton of machinery.
Bunch of monitors.
All very volatile. Could explode easily. A lot of times, oxygen tanks.
This happened in North Okaloosa Medical Center in, of course, Florida. The man called his friend. He was in intensive care. He called his friend Lee Vern Cook. The 54-year-old brought crack for the patient, which I'm sure is what the doctor ordered.
Hey, wake up. I got some crack for you, buddy.
And lit up a homemade smoking device.
Oh, he's up to a 9 already on a scale of 1 to 10.
The ICU, I
almost threw out a foul language. I can't believe it.
The patient was on oxygen.
Oh, my, come on.
Which sparked a fire. Which lit his sheets, his gown, and his oxygen mask on fire.
So he's in ICU.
Yes.
He's all messed up. Now he's on fire. That's a 10. That's a solid 10 right there.
How dumb do you have to be to bring crack in a homemade... just buy a pipe.
Buy a pipe for $1.50.
I don't know that it would have helped, but because there's oxygen everywhere, and maybe if the guy's in intensive care, maybe he shouldn't be doing crack.
Maybe you shouldn't be while you're visiting him.
Just...
do it before you go upstairs.
Oh, no, no. He wasn't doing it himself. He brought it for the patient.
That's nice, though. That's, you know,
is
what?
It?
That is nice.
No, it isn't.
That's very
because
thoughtful.
Because the patient lit on fire and had to be transferred to a burn unit.
I hope they took him to a different hospital.
So where are we at now?
Clear across it. That's definitely a 10.
That's a 10.
Peg
right.
In the meter.
What if the guy, when the police got there, said, I assume you found my gun. And the police go,
what?
No. And so then they made him find his gun, which he had hidden in the bathroom.
Oh, man.
Now where is it?
It's like now it's not going out of the red. It's stuck. The needle's stuck in the red.
So that is that's our man right there. That's our People Are Dumb star of the day.
Yeah.
I guess we could call him Lee Vern Cook.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
And we are joined by Michael Schneider, who is the TV editor for Variety Magazine. Hey,
man. Hey. It's a way back Wednesday here at KLOS 95.5. Actually, every day is a way back Wednesday. It's always way back here.
You're hired.
Michael used to be a DJ.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. You really?
Tell him your name.
Disc jockey?
Tell him your name.
Early on, I was Dr. Mike.
Dr.
And then,
Mike.
As we know, I did a Hawaiian music radio show. Well, you know, Kevin.
Yes.
And I was Brudda Mike.
Brudda
Mike.
Come on.
Kevin has some great tape on this.
I do. I didn't bring it in today, unfortunately.
Next time, for sure. That's
next time.
Oh, it's pretty strong. It seems like the perfect job to me.
Yes.
That you get paid to watch TV. Is that what it comes out to? Or do you end up looking at it like a job and, oh, I have to watch this?
It's, It's overwhelming right now because it's a, you know, I know, I can't complain. It's a great job, but there is a lot of TV. There's a lot of things to cover. It's overwhelming right now. Every day there's another show or another show's canceled and you're like, wait, that show existed?
Right.
I had never even heard of that. I cover this for a living.
Or a show comes back for the fourth season and you go, what?
On a different platform,
yeah. Yeah. Or it pops up after 4 years off the air and you're like, that show's still around? It's amazing.
So that's why we're going to have you in today. Let's talk about, we're going to do two segments. One is TV shows that exist now that are great.
Yeah.
And the other is TV shows that are on the way.
Yeah.
That
are
great. So let's start with TV shows that are that exist.
TV shows that do exist.
Yes.
I'm not making any of these up, by the way.
You
may not have heard of some of these, but I think some of them you have. Because when you talk about comedy on broadcast TV, how much broadcast are you watching these days?
Not much.
Probably not much.
And never live. Never, ever live anymore.
Well, the thing is, there's a couple of great new sitcoms on the broadcast networks.
Okay.
It feels like it's like the 90s all over again. So one show that people are really digging right now is Abbott Elementary on ABC.
I have seen that, and it's great.
It's great. It's, it's like a workplace comedy, takes place at a school in Philadelphia. So Quinton Brunson, who is the creator of the show and also the star of the show, is a revelation. I mean, she's the genius behind this sitcom, and it's a good old-fashioned single cam, but it's sort of got that office feel to it. And if you liked past shows like The Office or any sort of office branded comedy, I think you'll like Abbott Elementary.
And so, it's good for your kids too if you have a family and you want to watch TV together. That's a good one.
Nice.
Yeah, and you've got some classic stars also, like Shirley Ralph is in it, the kid from Everybody Hates Chris is in it,
right?
Is he
always going to be known as the kid from Everybody Hates Chris?
I think so. Unfortunately, but he's fantastic. Tyler James Williams is his name, but he's great. So that's a fun ensemble. Another ensemble, have you watched Ghosts on CBS?
No, but I've heard.
Love it, love it.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. So, Slug, are you into it?
Big time. I like the British version as well.
Yeah, the British version is fantastic, but also this is a classic case, kind of like how The Office, at first you're like, can they adapt it for U.S. audiences?
Yeah.
Is it going to work? But this is a show that stands on its own. Fantastic ensemble cast. I mean, the basic premise is, it's this couple that moves to a manor out in the countryside, and when the wife bumps her head, she suddenly is able to see the ghosts who inhabit the manor, and they're all different kinds of characters from different eras, from the you know, the cocaine loving playboy from the 90s back to the, you know, the Viking conqueror from the, you know, the
everybody who died in that little piece of property, right? That little chunk of land.
Does she have to hit her head every time before she sees
somebody? Just one time. She's good to go.
Okay. Her husband can't see them, though, so he's slowly trying to adjust to not knowing what's going on as she's having these conversations with these characters. And again, just a fun ensemble, you know, a single camera comedy, and again, it's on CBS, but you can also watch it on Paramount Plus. And just a solid show to watch. So two comedies, if you haven't caught them.
They bring in a lot of chaos on that show, too. I kind of like it when they let them just go crazy and there's so much going on, but the guy who can't see the ghost doesn't, it's just silence.
Yeah.
It's really nice cuts
and there's also so much backstory to these characters. There's some emotion too. You slowly learn how they all died, and some of them kind of tragically how they died. They also have interesting backstories, but it's very farcical. There's some slapstick, but also very smart comedy. So highly recommend that.
That sounds great.
So shows that are more recently have just debuted. The Dropout. You remember You remember the Elizabeth Holmes story, right? She was the woman who founded Theranos, the company that was going to save the world by taking a drop of your blood, sticking it in a machine, and instantly.
Yes.
Turns out it was all a fraud.
It was a fake, yes.
It was a complete fake. There have been documentaries about this, podcasts about this. So actually, The Dropout is based on the podcast all about this. Amanda Seyfried plays Elizabeth Holmes and does a fantastic job sort of diving deep into who this woman was. How did she become this pathological liar who snookered all of these major investors?
She got billions of dollars,
from the likes of Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah.
You know, big name people who should know better, but who sort of were charmed by her convincing really pitch to this. So over time, eventually, though, the cards came crumbling down. So and she was famous, of course, also for having this deep voice. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Holmes, which we all knew was fake, but it was she dressed like Steve Jobs. She tried to play the part, and then when it all came crumbling down, we were all fascinated by it. So Amanda Seyfried's in that. That's on Hulu. That just started, but that's fantastic. So obviously, Kevin, I know you're a huge Lakers fan.
Yes.
So Winning Time, have you jumped into it yet?
I've seen the first episode, yes.
So, love. John C. Reilly as Dr. Buss.
Yes.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, it's basically about the Lakers in the 80s and getting Magic Johnson and then,
nice,
you know, yeah, running the world from that point.
Yeah, yeah. And the whole process of bringing in Pat Riley, mm-hmm, and it's a fun show. It's not completely 100% accurate.
I was going to say, are they sticking to the fact?
Nah.
No, yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, I mean, some of them, to some degree, I think, are behind the scenes truths that you may not have heard of.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Jerry Buss wasn't exactly a priest.
No. I think he comes off really weirdly lovable, though, and that's partly because of John C. Reilly.
Yeah, I agree.
Honestly, I think the Buss family should be sending flowers to HBO and the production, because he does come off very well and likable in this. It's fun. It's unconventional. So Adam McKay, who, of course, we all know from all sorts of things,
Funny
is
or
the
die.
Producer behind it. Yeah. And so he does some unconventional things. Like, at one point, you know, Dr. Buss will start talking to the camera and really explaining what's going on. Hmm. And so it's not your typical kind of docudrama, but that's what's fun about it, because it's about Showtime Lakers.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's going to be loud and obnoxious, and the production value is fantastic. It looks like it was shot in the early
80s. Oh, nice. That's cool.
The unknowns who play Magic and Kareem and some of the other players are also great, and they're all brand new to acting or to big-time TV like this. Hmm. And so they really did a great job.
But that's quite a thing to step into. Okay, everybody knows this player. Now you're going to be him.
One of the most famous people in the world, Magic Johnson.
Yeah, totally.
And from what we understand, Magic is not thrilled with
this. Really? Makes it even more fun.
But that's partly because he's got his own a documentary actually coming out on Apple TV next month.
Right,
he wants to tell his own story.
I have two that I like that are current.
Yeah, let's
just started.
Let's hear.
One is Shining Vale. It's on Stars.
Uh-huh.
And it's Courtney Cox, who plays an author that has hit a roadblock, and she sees ghosts in this house.
Speaking of ghosts, it's a trend.
It's both funny and scary, which most of the time they fail on one of those. Either it's not scary and it's funny, or it's scary but it's not funny. This is both.
Yeah,
it's very Courtney Cox and Greg Kinnear, and it's really good.
Our creep show.
Our critics at Variety love it.
They do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Excellent. Big thumbs up from them.
That's on Stars, and then Severance.
Yes.
Yes.
On Apple Plus.
Love it. I don't know where it's going yet, and I love that.
It
I appreciate
is so
that.
Freaky, yes. But, you know, when you got Adam Scott and Patricia Arquette and just a great cast, I'm along for the ride.
Yeah,
it's so weird, and I just love weird shows.
Yes. I mean, clearly they were kind of inspired by Lost to some degree, but I'm hoping they'll pull off at the end a little bit better where it goes, where it's going.
They sever your mind, so literally while you're at work, you don't know anything about your home life. And when you're home, you don't know anything about your work life.
Yeah.
So it's really a bizarre show, but really well done.
Yeah, and so Adam Scott's character one day shows up at work and one of his coworkers is gone. And of course, he doesn't know what's going on with his home life, but he knows something's up. Meanwhile, the Adam Scott in real life also is starting to see images of that guy who had quit. And he sort of gets tangled in this web of what's really going on. It's creepy.
I love it.
And it's fun.
Yep.
All right, we need to take a break. But when we come back, we will talk about new shows that you should look forward to.
There are 100.
Nice.
Only 100?
Only 100.
We're talking to TV editor Michael Schneider from Variety.
Welcome.
Michael,
welcome back, man.
Thanks, guys.
So we talked about shows that are currently on that are great and you shouldn't miss. Tell us about shows that are coming up.
Yeah, I'm just going to rapid fire go through these because there's a ton. So there's a new Sam Jackson show coming to Apple TV Plus this weekend called The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray, which is also interesting. Sort of a character study of an elderly man who has dementia, but then there's an opportunity for him to take this new drug where he can sort of see things again. And it's a compelling story. It's about him and this young woman who sort of takes him under his wing as well to sort of help him out. Really interesting story based on a book by Walter Mosley. So check that out.
Sounds great.
Are you into the whole like Tinder Swindler, like those kind of real life Tiger King from 2 years ago?
Yes.
So the next one of that vein that I think is going to be a phenomenon is called Bad Vegan. That's going to be
Bad Vegan is an awesome name.
Bad Vegan. So it's about this woman who was a pretty celebrated restaurateur in New York who then got who hooked up with some guy who then suddenly convinced her to start stealing money from their restaurant.
Oh,
and they started they ended up stealing millions of dollars and going on the lam. And it's the whole story of these two and how they were on the lam for years and how they were eventually found. And that's definitely one to check out if you like that sort of real
is it by
thing.
Is it Bad Robot that's doing it?
Bad Vegan, Bad Robot, exactly. there's Minx, which is Jake Johnson, of course, from New Girl. That's his next project. It's set in the 1970s Los Angeles, about the launch of the first erotic magazine for women. Interesting show coming. We Crashed. Here's another show that's about, we talked about The Dropout. Here's another show that's about a company that fell apart and the interesting characters who are at the heart of it. In this case, the WeWork story. You saw the documentary about WeWork and how that thing sort of fell apart. Is going to be on Apple TV Plus.
Okay.
It's Jared Leto and Anne Hathaway, and it's based on the real life story of how they built WeWork into this $47 billion company, and then it all came tumbling down, and the two characters at the heart of that. So, a real interesting story there.
Okay.
Big Mouth, you like the animated show Big Mouth on Netflix? Mm-hmm. The spinoff Human Resources is coming, so some of the characters from Big Mouth are going to be on it. Nick Kroll, Maya Rudolph, David Thewlis, but then some new ones like Helen Mirren as the Shame Wizard, Rita St. Swithins, Hugh Jackman, Lupita Nyong'o, Chris O'Dowd, a great cast.
Love Chris. So, big fan of his. He is a very funny man, especially on social media a lot of times.
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
And he's been in some great shows,
too. Yeah, totally.
Life and Beth is the new show from Amy Schumer and Michael Cera. That's coming to Hulu in March. Halo, if you're into the game, Paramount Plus on March 24. That's going to be big. Pablo Schreiber is leading that cast, so stay tuned for that. Pachinko is another show that you should keep an eye on Apple TV Plus. It's another non-English show, which I know, Kevin.
It involves reading.
It involves reading.
But I like Squid Game.
I feel like you've come around in recent years.
I've learned to read.
You've changed. A lot has happened to you, Kevin.
That's true.
Who is this man now?
Really, I don't know who this man is. So I feel comfortable at actually mentioning a show that has subtitles that he may actually watch. I don't know if you've started TV Club the way you have Movie Club, but if TV Club exists, Pachinko is set sort of through multiple generations about a family from Korea, South Korea, that immigrates to the U.S. Among the cast is the woman who played the grandmother in Parasite. So she's coming back. Really interesting cast. I think that'll be a show to pay attention to. Another show that's all about real life, The Girl from Plainville. You may remember the story of the teenage girl who convinced her boyfriend to kill himself through texts.
So
this is a real life story. Elle Fanning stars in it, Chloe Sevigny, and a bunch of other people. But that's coming to Hulu later in March. Moon Knight, the next Marvel show with Oscar Isaac, that's coming to Disney Plus at the end of March.
I just saw a trailer today for Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
When is that coming?
That is coming.
That looks great.
Yeah, that's later in the spring.
Later in the spring. Yeah. Okay.
And then we've got the return tonight. Masked Singer's coming back, Kevin.
I'm all out of room on the DVR.
I love that show, but who's got time?
But seriously, of the shows coming back, so Atlanta coming back on March 24, Bridgerton coming back, Kevin. On March 25.
Excellent.
Kardashians, Kevin.
Yeah, no thanks.
The new version of Kardashians coming to Hulu in April.
No thanks.
Better Call Saul, final season.
Finally, yeah.
That's coming back on April 18 on AMC. Russian Doll, season 2. That is coming back to Netflix April 20th. And then Barry.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, when is Barry happening?
April 24.
Yes. Finally. Cannot wait.
I'm so looking forward
to
that.
That's one of my favorite shows.
Barry is
a
great.
Time. Yeah. Henry Winkler just rules. Anyway,
and that's just sort of the top line of things coming.
Wow,
but there's so much more to come. So if you need to find me, I'm gonna be just bleary eyed, sitting in front of my TV nonstop for the next 8 months.
And you can find you, Michael Snyder, on Twitter at
Franklin Avenue, which is the name of my blog. But you can also find us over at Variety, variety.com, for all of the latest in what's going on in the world. So yeah. Ton to talk about, ton more.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Absolutely.
Thanks, dude.
Appreciate
it. 95.5
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. The LA Kings are back tomorrow night to take on the San Jose Sharks. They've been out of town for about a week. And it's going to be Zippy Paws Night tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. The Kings will be back home, and they're going to bring their dogs to the game.
A bunch of canines running around.
For some intermission fun. Right. I think that they should let them loose during the period.
Yes!
That'd be pretty great.
Please.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Ah, man.
If you would like to win tickets right now, we're going to play a game. If you want to call, 818-955-KLOS.
I'm very happy for Slash. I love him. He's a very humorous, funny dude. And he now is. He's got a massive hit on his hands with that one. That is a new Slash. The river is rising on KLOS.
Time to give away some tickets for the LA Kings. Who is this?
This is Dennis.
Dennis.
Dennis, you caller 13. Yes. That means you get to play the game. Are you ready?
Awesome. Yes, I am.
Well, we're talking about hockey slang. So I'm going to give you the hockey slang, and then you tell me what it means.
Okay.
This is for two tickets to see the LA Kings versus the San Jose Sharks tomorrow night.
All right.
Duster. Duster. What is
duster.
What is a duster?
It is when you dust the ice in front of the net. I don't know that one. Never heard of it.
Yeah, that's somebody who gets doesn't get much playing time and sits on the bench a lot. Sorry. KLOS, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is George.
George, I'm going to give you some slang, and then you tell me what it is.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Now, don't be like Dennis. You need to get it right.
okay.
Face wash. What is face wash?
That is when you groom the lower part of your body.
Yeah, that's wrong. No. Well done. I like that answer, though. No. That makes absolutely no sense.
When a player rubs the palm of their glove in an opponent's face just to annoy them.
Doo, 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 doo.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Anthony.
Your name is
Hefe?
Hefe?
Anthony.
Oh, Anthony. Anthony. Wow, I didn't get that the first time.
Wow,
that's something.
All right, Anthony, do not be like Dennis and George. Answer this trivia question about hockey.
Hockey slang.
And you might be going to see the game.
Flamingo.
What is that?
A flamingo's a bird?
Yes, but it's hockey slang.
In hockey slang, it means...
Wow. Standing on one leg?
Yes.
Oh.
Correct.
You're going logic.
Nicely done.
You're doing the logic thing.
The player lifts one leg, standing like a flamingo, to get out of the way of a shot.
Nice. Anthony, don't go away.
Well done.
So smart thinking there.
All right.
Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Hello, I'm Ringo from Los Angeles.
Ringo.
Ringo. Are you ready for hockey slang?
I am ready.
All right. Let's see. Let's go top shelf.
What is top shelf in hockey slang?
Top shelf is when you hit him in the face with the stick.
No, it's
not. It's a particularly violent group of people.
No, it's
like
the upper section of the goal's net.
Oh, really? Ooh, not close at all.
Top shelf.
It looks like Anthony might win by defeat. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
I am Hayden. How are you?
Good.
Thank Hayden? You. Are you ready for your hockey slang?
You're going up against one person, Anthony.
No, we got Anthony. We didn't get Ringo?
No, he got it wrong, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if you don't get right, Anthony gets the tickets.
Yeah, by default. Not.
What is an apple? An apple in hockey.
I'm sorry, what was that question?
What is an apple in hockey? It's hockey slang. An apple means...
An apple means...
An apple.
Three, two,
one. Scoring more than one.
Scoring more than
one.
I'm
sorry.
That was a kind of a good guess, though.
It's an assist.
Yes. I liked it.
Yeah.
And usually we have a whole mess of people that you have to put all the names in a big hat and pull them out.
This time we don't.
We do not at all. Anthony, you're going. You win.
All right.
Congratulations. You got two tickets to see the LA Kings take on the San Jose Sharks during Zippy Paws Night tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. The Kings are back home as they bring their dogs to the game for some intermission fun. You can buy tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. But, Anthony, you are going for free from KLOS.
Nice. Thank you.
I'm afraid of spiders.
He didn't used to be.
I didn't used to be afraid of spiders.
Used
I was
to mock folk that were afraid of spiders.
Yeah, because what's the harm that can be done?
Yeah, you need to squish them with your foot. No problem.
I would make fun of them, mm-hmm. and I would say they don't need to be feared. Mm-hmm. And then I got bit by a brown recluse.
I was hiding under your pillow.
And it was about 6 months of changing a bandage every day and getting a skin graft eventually.
And you still have a scar, oddly, in the shape of a swastika on the back of your neck.
It's not
it's weird how it turned out like that.
It is not. But it is a scar I'll have for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And
oof.
I have a very healthy fear of spiders now because all of my horrible dreams involve spiders.
Wow.
So you can imagine how thrilled I was when people sent me this story.
Oh, no.
Last night on Twitter, people would just go, hey, click. You'll want to see this.
You'll want to see this.
Son of a bitch. A spider as big as the palm of your hand could soon invade the East Coast, scientists say.
Oh, no, man. Come on.
The predominantly yellow spider, which can get as big as the palm of your hand, was first spotted in Georgia in 2013. It originated in Asia. They think it came over in a shipping container or something like that.
And you showed me a picture of this sumbitch. It is horrendous.
It's ugly.
That is awful.
Yeah,
truly awful.
Not great.
No.
And it is venomous.
Naturally, of course.
Let's hear the report.
All right.
If you suffer from arachnophobia and happen to live on the East Coast, it's time to start preparing to face your fear of spiders.
And apparently dance. She's got a little dance
music going on. Why the dance music is going on?
If your coping mechanism is to chant, "The spider is smaller than me," you haven't met the Juro spider yet. Originating from Asia, the predominantly yellow spider, which can grow to the size of the palm of your hand, was spotted in Georgia in 2013. Unbeknownst as to how it got there, it has since rapidly spread across other parts of the southeast. Andy Davis, research scientist at Georgia's Odum School of Ecology, says...
And also...
I wish that's what he said.
People should try to learn to live with them. USA Today reports, after comparing its journey to its relative, the banana spider, scientists have concluded the Juro spiders have a metabolism twice as high, 77% higher heart rate in low temperatures, and can survive 74% of the time in the temperatures below freezing.
Now, heart rate, gross. Spider heart.
Yes.
And the size of something the size of your palm of your hand.
Yes.
Go to hell, spider.
Correct.
With your stupid heart.
Correct. The banana spider only had a survival of 50%. Despite being scary to come across, experts say you shouldn't fret. They are poisonous, but they won't typically bite humans.
Oh, what?
Unless they're cornered.
Mm,
and
cornered.
Even better still, their fangs don't pierce through human skin.
Well, that's really encouraging.
I would just like to answer that by saying this. F*** you.
I would have to agree with you.
I can't make peace.
No.
I can't live with.
No.
So we want to take your worst fears.
Worst fears.
Yes.
Oh.
The other one of mine that I've talked about before on here is the snake in the toilet.
Yeah, and that just keeps happening.
It does keep happening. I would like to tell myself that it's ridiculous and I need to stop worrying about it. And then every time I think that,
right.
I see another
story. Another one, yeah.
So what is your worst fear at 818-955-KLOS? Mine is now spiders and snakes and toilets. What?
It makes mine, I just feel like every time I walk across a bridge, and I was talking to a friend of mine about this the other day, I have sort of like a vertigo thing, and he goes, you know, it's not so much that I'm afraid of falling, it's that I'm afraid I'm going to jump. Like, I have the power to so I'm always afraid, like, if I'm walking across like a bridge that doesn't have whatever.
Oh, let me ask you a follow-up question.
Yeah.
Do you have the thing where you're driving and you think I could just pull into the other lane and have a head on?
No.
You don't?
Uh-uh. Never did.
I thought that was sort of the same thing.
I guess. It's just sort of the, I want to experience
what
that.
What if I do jump? That's your fear?
Yeah. I could not trust myself.
Wow.
To stop. Yeah. And I'd never really, I always thought, well, it's just vertigo. I get a little dizzy, like fear of heights sort of on bridges that aren't. But then I realized when I was talking to him, I'm like, no, it's that I don't trust myself.
That is so weird.
I can just like, oh, I could leap. Who's going to stop me?
No one.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So your worst fears, 818-955-KLOS.
Hello, will you stop calling? I'm trying to bang your wife. Yeah.
You think that's how it went?
Yeah, man. I'm busy over here.
After that part.
Stay on tour.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about your worst fears. What's yours?
Hey, all right. So it was game over for me after I watched The Mummy as a kid. And the guy, like, gets surrounded by bugs in the sarcophagi.
Right.
That is my biggest fear. It's being overwhelmed. Or, like, going into a jungle and being swarmed by insects.
So really... any insect, if they're swarming around you, that's your nightmare.
Yeah, because I don't mind individual insects. They're fine.
Whatever you do, then, don't watch the movie Creepshow, because he has a fear of cockroaches, and at the end, that's what happens to him.
I've never heard of that, and now I'm going to watch it.
Enjoy.
E.G. Marshall, the cockroaches. Thank you for calling, man. Ugh, yeah, I can see that, too.
KLOS, hello.
My fear is stingrays.
Stingrays. Oh, that's what took out, what's his name, right?
Yep.
Steve Irwin?
Yeah, Steve Irwin.
Well, how
stabbed
long?
Him right in the heart.
Yeah, that's nasty. How long have you had that fear?
I mean, I've been surfing for 15 years, you know. If a shark's going to bite me, it makes a conscious decision to do it. A stingray, you just step on that no-no pancake and it wants to stab you. So.
No-no pancake. I love that. I want a t-shirt that says that.
No-no pancake.
A picture
pancake.
Of a stingray with a Ghostbuster thing through it. No-no pancakes. Right on, man.
That's fantastic.
Well, good luck. Not happening to you as you go out there and surf, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Your worst fear?
Falling out of an airplane.
Falling out of a perfectly good airplane? You mean like it breaks in half?
No, the door opens and I fall out. On November 25th, 1988, I was on a plane from Atlanta to Orlando, and the rear emergency exit door flew off.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Did you fly out?
No, they told all the what do you call those things? The mask fell from the thing.
Right.
On the very last row. And people were screaming, but it literally was like a sucking sound, and everything was getting sucked out. Papers were flying all around the.
Oh my God!
So literally, 30 years later, I can't sit near a exit row or in the front or in the back of the plane. I have to say, like, really weird.
No wonder.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, that is totally understandable. Wow.
That's insane.
Dude, thank you for calling. That's crazy.
Yes, it is.
That is insane. 818-955-KLOS.
Your worst fears. We are looking for your worst fears.
I actually have two.
All right.
One is knives, and the other is being trapped in a car and burning to death.
Ooh. Did either of them happen to you?
No, but I was in a front end accident, and my car spun around and knocked out for a minute, but as soon as I woke up, I got out of the car and sat on the sidewalk because I was afraid it was going to explode.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Yeah. Knives. So you ever seen that movie, what is it called? A Trilogy of Terror with Karen Black. It's the little voodoo dolls running around with a knife. I saw that, a butcher knife.
Oh, no!
Yeah, when I was like 4, I saw that, and it just totally screwed in my head for years.
Watch it and get back to us.
I think it was in another life when I got stabbed to death or something.
Oh, okay. Well, that would do it.
Yeah, I would think so.
Right on. Well, good luck. Good
luck. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Hello, KLOS.
My worst fear is having my penis bit off by a pissed-off woman. Or man, you know.
Sure.
I get that. That makes sense.
Any port in a storm.
When the lights are down and all you can see is the top of the head.
Sure.
You get confused.
So does that gotta...
You get confused.
That's gotta take the wind out of your sails, doesn't it? I mean...
I don't think you get confused, if I could just interrupt you there.
So World According to Garp really hits home for you.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Your worst fear?
Open spaces.
Oh, yeah.
Open spaces.
Yeah, my brother-in-law has that. He's terrified of being like, and he's from England, so he's not used to a lot. And, you know, we were driving through the California desert out by Blythe, and he was freaking out because there's nothing out there.
What do you feel when it's an open space?
What is it? Yeah.
I don't know. It's an irrational fear of me being swallowed up by the sky.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Speaking of deserts, I did have one nightmare where I was driving through the desert and I knew I was dreaming, and I told myself to wake up, screaming at myself, and it was a bad time.
Yeah, that is weird when you can wake yourself up when you know it's a dream, isn't it? I've done that many times. I'm like, it's a dream. Wake up, stupid. Wake up.
Wow, that's a crazy fear.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Your worst fears.
Sure. Pretty damn unusual to get a Grammy nomination on your debut album.
No kidding.
But that's what he has done. That is Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen and Epiphany out touring with Dirty Honey, which is very cool.
I love that song.
Yeah,
love
great
it so much.
Stuff. Good stuff.
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon on 95.5 KLOS. We're talking about your worst fears. You have one?
My worst fear is kind of the same as what you guys were talking about earlier, like not trusting myself.
Really?
Like doing something that could like hurt me or like I know would kill me, like just randomly. I don't know why.
Did it take you a while to realize that about yourself? Because I was actually kind of an adult before I realized, you know, my biggest problem is there's no one who could stop me from doing whatever the hell I want.
That's very true, yeah. Basically the same thing. I kind of figured that out once I moved to California, which was right after I turned 18.
Uh-huh. And what was the catalyst? What was it that made you realize you're a danger to yourself?
I don't know. I think it was probably like when I'm just driving and then all of a sudden I'm like, I could just like swerve over and just smack this car for an unknown reason.
Right, that's kind of what you were saying, Kevin.
Well, I was asking you because that's sort of the same thing,
yeah,
in that you could cause your own death.
Right.
Right.
Well, dude, I think it's good that we don't trust ourselves.
Yes, don't do, and also don't do that.
Yeah, also don't do that. I won't if you won't.
Very true. I won't. I promise.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
My worst fear is being Final Destination off.
Is what?
I never watched those movies. Final Destination.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Like dying in a tiny bed or like worse, a roller coaster and stuff or something like that.
Just anything that happened in that movie, in those movies?
Yep. Anything. And have you ever watched A Thousand Ways to Die?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Any of those?
I go for number 357 out of them.
You need to stop watching movies about people dying.
Yeah, that might help.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yo! Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In People Are Dumb, a guy in intensive care in the hospital asked his friend to bring him some crack, lit up a home-style pipe, and set himself on fire. So don't do that. There's a new spider on the east coast of the United States called the Joro spider. Ooh. Joro, J-O-R-O. They make webs and use them as parachutes to drop from the sky.
I don't like this planet, man. I don't like it at all.
And we had the TV editor for Variety, Michael Schneider, in to talk new TV shows, and we found out that there are literally hundreds of them.
But we all agreed that Severance is an incredible show.
Correct. That one's on Apple Plus.
Damn, that's a good show. Yep. I'm going to go home and watch an episode right now.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Pink Floyd was one of oh so many major bands that put in an appearance at the Marquee Club in London, and that was on this day in rock in 1967. It was on this day in rock in 1970 when Black Sabbath made their concert debut at the Roundhouse in London, having just recently changed their name from Earth.
Yeah.
Were you a fan of the Honey Drippers? It was on this day in rock in 1981 when Robert Plant joined the Boys for a secret gig at Keele University in England.